Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Amanda Carestio.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Kate Zainai. Today on the podcast, we're getting into the holiday spirit and chatting about our 2023 holiday sewing plans. Everything from decor to gifts. And then we'll share a little something in our Sew Inspo segment. But before we get started, how is everybody doing today?
Doing well. Kind of ready for this topic, honestly, which is very surprising to me.
I'm not. I'm in denial.
No.
Well, I'm sure I've talked about it before, but in addition to the holidays in December, I also have my mother, father, husband, and sister's birthdays. So, I easily go into denial when it gets close to December.
Mm-hmm. That is understandable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just I've got one more market. So I'm doing like final market sews this weekend and this next week. But yeah, it's good stuff. Can you guys hear my kitty in the background?
I was going to say, I hear Gus. Yeah. So cute.
He has a lot of things to say right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Jay's napping right now, so he.
Oh, nice.
He's on a more consistent nap schedule, which is really great for me, but mm-hmm. It's still like unknown quite how long. So it could be 20 minutes. It could be 2 hours. So it's hard to jump into like a project. If I knew, like if I could, you know, be like, hey, we're doing 2 hours. I could go in the studio.
Right.
But it's so funny. Oh, I know. But yeah. I'm excited this year to have like someone else to like share the holidays with. I'm going to. Yeah. So it's so cute. Oh, we just got like our.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. I know. My mother-in-law got him, you know, some just really cute pajamas, you know, first Christmas and all that stuff. So, oh, it's just going to be so cute. And yeah, hopefully I have time to do some sewing, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I do have plans that I'll talk about how, like having to do them. We'll see, but they're definitely, you know, I'm wanting to do them, and we're putting up our tree this year because last year we invested in like a really nice like fake tree. So I wish I even got it up like earlier because it's, I don't have to worry about it, like, you know, but we'll get it up this week.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I gotta talk to Mark about getting our stuff. We have a storage unit where we keep the Christmas stuff, and we'll have to pick that up at some point.
Kate just muted herself for a big sneeze.
Yep. Yeah, I did hear yelp.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, y'all having a little
Oh,
allergy attack
fun
right now.
times.
So if I sound a little sniffly and a little stuffy, that's why. That's
Yeah,
why.
just like all at once, we have Kate sneezing, Amanda checking on her cat, and I just got a text from Julian saying, "Oh, Jay's up," so we're off to
Oh,
start.
great. Okay.
We're limping along this
This is
morning.
going to be an awesome podcast, you guys, that you're looking
I can
forward
tell.
to.
It Yeah, well, we can start by saying what are some patterns in our So What's New segment.
Yeah.
I have three that I found. I don't see any written down. Do you
Yeah.
guys have any that you just didn't write down?
No, Meg, you are
Not.
definitely
Take it
holding.
away, Meg.
Yeah, you are the one who is supporting this segment for us. Exactly.
It's, you know, while breastfeeding, you know, just researching new sewing patterns is it's a great thing to do. It's my way of still being, you know,
Yeah.
engaged and inspired by sewing. Yeah, well, not actually sewing, but the Helen's Closet, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Arbutus robe. I love this robe. I love a robe pattern. I wear tons of robes, especially I love in this time of year, but I really like this one. I like the shawl collar and the lengths, and it just looks like super comfy, and I love a robe pattern, so I was really excited to see this one.
Yeah, I love too that this one is super gender neutral.
Exactly.
Because
Yeah.
I feel like that is such a good gift idea. Because
Yes.
dudes can be hard to sew for and just to gift for in general. But so I love that. Love that about this pattern. Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't even intended, but that is such a good idea as a gift for sure. I didn't even like I
Yeah.
mean, it totally was.
Yeah,
And then
totally
the next
intentional.
one,
Deliberate.
totally deliberate. The next one is the Pogo Nip Pullover by Friday Pattern Company. And there's this sample sewn in this like floral. And that's the first one that I saw. And I was obsessed. I loved it. I love the cropped, like elasticated waist. And it's just so cute. I know we were talking about fleece last time, and this would be such a cute
Yeah.
pattern in that fleece. I just love this pattern.
Yeah, it's really
I
cute.
totally miss this one and I love it. I even love it in that like quilted, like magenta fabric. It's so cute. Sorry, I muted
We're all
myself so I
just
could sniffle.
yeah. We've taken Keith's breath away with this pattern.
Yes, that is
Exactly.
what is going on for
Now,
sure. I have lots of thoughts. I really like this pattern. I had the same thought as you, Meg, like thinking about talking about fleece last time and thinking that this one would be good in fleece and like just so many different fabrics. And I was reading the details because I think I might have to get this one. I think there is a tutorial for you to make your own quilted fabric that you could use
Oh,
to make
nice.
the jacket. If you can't find, it does seem like there's a lot of good pre-quilted fabric available right now. Like it's just there's a bunch at Joann. So I feel like probably better options than there used to be. But I love the idea of making my own as well, or doing the floral route because that one's not quilted, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
lots of
that one looks more
options.
like a blouse than like an overpiece, and I really like that.
Yeah.
That versatility.
Cool.
And fun mention that it has like a packable pocket too. Like there's, it can like pack into itself for like a little like pouch. So it's good for traveling. And yeah.
Awesome.
Super cute. Then yeah, last but not least, again, I love this sewing pattern company. I love their name. I love their aesthetic. I love how they use like, even just like they mix a lot of prints together, and the Maker's Overshirt is so cute from Matchy Matchy Sewing Club. There's a sample that's in like all different greens and like canvases, and oh my gosh, this pattern is so, so cute.
Yeah, I'm looking at the brown one, and I actually really love it. It looks really cozy and comfy, and yeah, it looks like it would be fun in like flannel or something warmer like that, or yeah.
Corduroy.
Mm. Oh, that'd definitely corduroy.
Yeah, I like the length of it.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead, Amanda.
It's kind of like artful. That's okay. It's kind of artful, and like I don't know if this was an intentional thing. I'm sure it was. But I do love that this pattern company, like everything's super scrap friendly.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, obviously, yeah. Like I like the patchwork clothing look,
yeah.
But also just using scraps. So yeah, love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super cute. Yeah, we're recording on a new system today, and I think there's a little bit of delay, so please bear with us. Yes. I feel like we're like letting each other pausing for a lot of things.
Yeah.
So if it sounds like extra like that, we're just trying not to talk over each other. Just wanted to mention that. Yeah.
Thank you, Meg. I appreciate that.
Oh, no worries. No worries. I just know because we're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
But why don't we take a little quick break, and we'll, you know, jump into the big discussion.
Yes.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It is that time of year again. The decor is going up, the snow is falling, and our sewing machines are buzzing with festive stitches. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what we're feeling like this.
That was a lovely piece of writing, Meg. I really liked that.
I know. It's just, it's my strike of creativity in the wee hours of the morning. Except Jay did let me sleep in till 7 a.m., ooh, which was like a big sleep. And he's been getting up at 5 or 6 usually. And with the time change, you know, mm-hmm. he doesn't really know what the time change is all about. He just still gets up at the same time.
Yeah, he doesn't get up. He doesn't know what the clock says.
No. So we're just going to keep this kind of segment and discussion really open. Like, what is our holiday mood this year? I know in the previous episodes and years, oh my gosh, how many holidays have we been talking together? Like, what, three?
I think four? It might be four.
How many years
five.
Have we? Yeah. I know.
Is it 2018 mm-hmm. that we started this? Does that sound too early? Yeah.
You know what? I think.
No, that was it.
That is. Wow. Wow. 19, 20, 21, 22. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. We've been doing this a long time. It's amazing we can still talk about sewing stuff.
I know, right? Oh, so what's our holiday mood this year?
You know, I'm kind of at the early stages of getting in the mood, but it is happening and I'm super happy about it because I feel like, I don't know, the last couple of years, it's taken a while, but I'm feeling it. But I don't fully know like what the scope of my sewing is going to look like, but I'm sure that I'll be inspired by this episode, as I always am. Yes. But I'm feeling it. I mentioned I'm still like working on market prep. So like sewing after that is really not something I'm thinking about actively at this point. Mm-hmm. And it might look like taking a break and cleaning my sewing room.
Which is fair.
A little bit, but so yeah, it's a good time of year to do that. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah.
So yeah. I'm undecided, but I'm getting there. Yeah.
I'm just starting to feel my way into the holiday mood. Last weekend, my mom and I went shopping. It was actually Veterans Day, which I think is Remembrance Day in Canada, is what you call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she is a veteran, so I went shopping with her because that is one thing that we love to do together. And we spent a huge amount of time looking at Christmas decor. So that kind of, aww, that's kind of started making me feel a little Christmassy. And you know, if I see the lights up, or if somebody has already put their lights up, or like yesterday we were driving through one of the little towns nearby and I looked up and in somebody's window, I saw their had their tree up already. Those give me little sparkles of joy, but I'm not quite ready to throw myself into Christmas quite yet, though I have been doing some gift planning. So at least there's that. I'm just starting to dip my toe is where I am right now.
I totally agree. Like I think, and it's, I don't know if it's sad or okay, probably both, but like I think I did some shopping and I think that's kind of what got me in the mood a little bit, just like, you know, being out and about, and obviously retailers are already full throttle.
Oh yeah.
Holiday stuff. So yeah, I don't know how to feel about that, but it did kind of put me in the mood. So I think I'll be okay with it. I was even like, I was thinking about sewing after we record this episode and I was like, maybe I'll put on a little like Christmas music.
Oh,
I mean, I know that's usually like very late in the cycle, but right. I'm kind of ready for it.
Well, I mean, so as Meg and I were talking about, it's Thanksgiving week here in the U.S. And for us, that's kind of the kickoff to the Christmas season. So I think even if it's not quite to the actual Thanksgiving day yet, I think Thanksgiving week is a fair time to start a little Christmas music.
Yeah.
If you're in the mood. That sounds reasonable to me.
Well, I already bought eggnog like 2 weeks ago, so I've already been. That's like the kickoff for me. Once I see that eggnog in the store, I get so excited. And yeah, last year I had to indulge in eggnog without the rum, and I like it with rum a lot better.
Yeah.
It did, like, even like just taste, like, cause I think it's really fit. Like, so I've been enjoying those, and we got our like holiday boxes out of the storage unit, and I've already put up some like a garland and lights, and I even have like the fabric behind me. I got this like avocado like Santa flannel, and I never got to sew with it last year, so I already have it. I already have like holiday fabric on my cutting table, so I feel like this year's like one of my, you know,
when you're on years,
one of my really festive view. When am I on?
Well, it doesn't,
next year I'll be like.
It doesn't surprise me at all with your new baby. Yeah. I mean, baby's first Christmas, you can't be unenthusiastic about his first Christmas. But
I know
it's easy to be unenthusiastic when you're pregnant, in my opinion, about everything.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Says the woman who's never been pregnant.
And also last week, I started it's like a mom and baby's craft group. I did it in the fall, but they have a Christmas series and it's called Baby's First Christmas. Right. And it's 5 weeks in a row. And every Wednesday, there's a good group of us. I believe there's like 12 moms and their babies. And we do like a holiday craft. So we did like reindeer on these like ceramic like plates, and so you know we do like the footprints and paint them into reindeer. That's got really helped kick into the mood too, and it's just so fun.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah,
I'm feeling jollier just hearing about it.
Yeah,
see, there we go. Mm-hmm.
This episode every time.
So I know, right? Whenever we start talking, it's just, you know, things just start, you know, wheels start turning inside for sure.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now on to gifts. Are we making our gifts this year?
We are I am probably not. unless somebody asks for something very specific. Then I might.
Yeah.
But assuming nobody asks me to make them anything, I probably will not. I have as you all, I'm sure, remember, I do a local theater company. They're doing a Christmas Carol this year, and I agreed to call the show, which is going to take up a good chunk of probably just one week in December. But it's definitely going to take up a lot of my spare time, and I'm just not. I know right now I'm not going to have the time to make things, so I'm not going to make things.
I was going to say, just 1 week. There's only 4 weeks in December.
Uh-huh.
Like a quarter of
And one of those weeks is after Christmas, you see. So you already see where I do not have time to make things.
Oh, no, definitely not. Mm-hmm. How about you, Amanda?
You know, I'm not sure. I tend to do like nothing special, but like make the boys some sweatshirts, maybe make Ruby a pair of leggings and a top. That's kind of what I've done in the past. So we'll see. I kind of have to get through this last market and then maybe take a week off. But I could see myself kind of getting back into the mood. I think I do it backwards from most people. Every year I'm like, I'm not going to sew any gifts. And then very last minute I decide actually I want to sew a few things. So my guess is that is exactly what is going to happen this year. But I do, if it doesn't, I do have some projects in mind for that period after Christmas when I'm off work. And I'm really, I don't know. Every year I kind of look forward to that week after Christmas. And, you know, it's not, it's, you know, I will occasionally sew a gift late during that week, but also the pressure's off. Life is like a little bit slower. And I like thinking about projects for that period of time. Mm-hmm. So I have a few things on the list for that.
Not only
that's fun.
Do I get to work that week, I've got a major, major piece of a project that falls on me that particular week. So I'm like, oh, that's going to be my stress week. Good for you, Amanda. I'm glad you're going to have a nice, calm, not stressful week.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda just took a huge swallow of water. She's sitting here nodding.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sorry that your schedule looks a bit different, but
no. I'm glad that I'm glad that you have that time to relax and indulge yourself, and I enjoy my work, so I think I'll be fine working that week. It'll be nice and quiet. A lot of people will have taken the week off, and I'll be able to get a lot done.
See, my week will not be quiet. I will have three kids at home.
Yeah.
Bored and eating too much candy. So,
yeah, now I'm actually starting to think you should be feeling jealous of me.
Quiet is very rare around here.
Yeah, for sure. Aww. How about you, Meg? Are you planning to throw any gifts?
Well, we've decided, like adults, we aren't doing gifts now that we have, you know, little kids in the mix. My brother, he has a daughter too. It's just 4 months younger than Jane. So we're going to kind of just do like gifts for the kids, even though they're not going to, you know, A, know how to like open. I mean, Jane could probably open a gift.
Yeah, but it'd take a while.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so I think I'm going to make my niece something and I'm going to make Jay something. But we don't really do, you know, gifts. I might make Julian something, but we'll see if I have time. But I do want to focus on, you know, making Jay and my niece something for their first, you know, Christmases.
Oh,
and,
yeah. That sounds lovely.
That'd be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are we sewing for ourselves this season? Are we going to – do we have any events, parties to go to? You know, I always love this time of year for making something for myself. I give the gift to myself. I remember last year we had a holiday party and something I really enjoyed making was I made like a maternity, like a velvet turtleneck dress, like for a holiday party. And that was really fun. Really fun to do. So are we doing any of that kind of sewing?
You know, I just realized I do actually have, well, technically I have it every year, but most years we don't make it. I think this year we probably can. Yeah. My cousin always throws a Hanukkah party.
Nice.
So, I don't know if I'll make something or if I'll just put together something from what I've got, but now I feel like I need to think about that very thoroughly before I make a decision. So, what can I pull off in the next week and a half?
Oh, yeah.
It's early.
I feel like this time of year, it is usually when I tend to think about like statement piece sewing and like fun fabrics and sparkly stuff, but I have absolutely zero, like, we don't have holiday party plans or anything, but maybe I can, I don't know. I have not sewn that much for myself this year. So maybe it is time to like fit a couple projects in. And I still have the fleece shacket idea. So that's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Not dressy or statement-y at all, but something that I kind of want to take some time working on. And then Ruby and I have decided that I made a quick pattern for some flare leggings, and we both want some like solid black flare leggings. So I'm going to I'm making a matching pair of those. But nothing too flashy. We'll see. I have not made that much for myself. And I feel like the one thing we've talked about this before, Kate, markets and things where you're out in public and like you feel like you're on stage a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need some like new pieces for that, like for the new year. So
Yeah.
Just some, you know, like things that I would make for my business. Like there's always the chance that I could just keep a bunch of stuff from my business venture. But instead, maybe I'll like make myself some things from scratch. We'll see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
can go shopping in your own booth.
I mean, I do. We went to a concert the other night and I was like, I really want to wear one of these new vests I made. Like, but I resisted temptation. It was hard.
It's hard in Amanda's booth. It's really hard because her stuff is so awesome. Yeah.
Oh. Thanks.
The one other thing that I have, I'm sorry, I have to bring this up. It's not a sewing thing. But when I was shopping with my mom, I found these headbands. They're like Christmas headbands, but they're not like the felty kind. They're like metal and rhinestones. And, you know, one of them said Merry Christmas, and one of them had like a little rhinestone top hat and said Happy New Year. And one of them was like snowflakes, so you look like Elsa. And if I have a work Christmas party, which I don't know if I will or not yet because it's unclear, I'm highly, highly tempted to pick up something like that. Because I am a nerd and they're pretty and sparkly. And what can I say? I like pretty sparkly things.
Fun. Yeah, I feel like that's sometimes all you need, just a little fun accessory.
A little bling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little bling.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a little holiday vest would be like just like the perfect little make to wear. So it's like not being like a full on outfit.
I know. Yeah, I just thought of that. Great idea. Like with like vaguely holiday colors or like full on holiday theme. Like,
I have an idea. Make it reversible. So it's like an quote unquote an ugly sweater vest, and then it's like a fancy one on the other side. Oh my God. I'm totally need to make that.
That sounds actually amazing.
Like, I know.
Like I'm sitting here like picturing like a such a good thing to make. I'm picturing like a red and green plaid satin.
Oh yeah.
On one side and then like I don't know, something ridiculous on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they have some like a red velvet on one side and then like avocado Santa's on the other side. So it's like either a fun lining or you flip it out and it's like a fun, oh my gosh.
One piece, good for two different types of parties. I love it.
Two different types of parties, like elevated or like quirky kind of, right. You know, those kind of fun parties.
And then as a, you know, extra talking point, when you're at your fancy party, you're like, you want to see something cool? And you flip your vest back and they're like,
party trick.
Yes. And it's like avocado Santa's. And they're like, oh my God, that's awesome. Because who doesn't respond that way? Man, I was not feeling the Christmas sewing, and all of a sudden I'm sitting here like, I need a reversible vest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can just put it over a turtleneck. It's not like making a whole outfit. So you just wear what you're comfortable in, mm-hmm. and you already have. Then it's just like this fun piece.
Yeah.
I think that just got added to my list. I definitely need to make
that. Might
now I need to search for like a reversible vest sewing pattern.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
That might have just become my list.
It's a two in one.
Meg, if you find the a reversible sewing vest sewing pattern that you really like, send it to me, please.
I will. Mm-hmm.
And Amanda, and then we can all have the same vest in different color schemes. Amanda's will be neutral. Oh,
then I can make Jay a little match. I can make Jay a little matching one.
Oh, yeah.
And Julian. I mean,
it's like Julian family reversible vests. I love it.
Oh, and then we can get like a picture with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, maybe that could be my goal. I have a holiday party in a couple weeks on my dad's side of the family. He's the youngest of 12, so we have a really, really big family. And then we rent a hall and, like, Santa comes for the kids and, like, it's a big get-together. I should, like, make that my deadline to make us all matching little vests. That would be so cute.
And now I had the thought that maybe I should make mine Hanukkah on one side and Christmas on the other side.
That's a really good idea.
But I also really like the fancy on one side and goofy on the other side. So what am I going to do? I guess I could make it goofy. Hanukkah. It's not really a serious Hanukkah party. I believe the theme this year is Lamaka. So.
Oh, that's so fun. Are we sewing any, decor? I was just unpacking my holiday box and I remember I made this like quilted table runner and some like tea towels, and I have stockings on my list this year because I need to make Jay a stocking and I'm going to embroider them. So stockings are like my main, I think my only decor thing that I'm going to commit to making this year. But do you have any plans to add to your kind of holiday decor, handmade?
My holiday decor is extremely limited anyway, because by the time I finish decorating the tree, I don't want to decorate anything else. So I stick up like four things that I have and I call it a day. So that's where I am right now. But if I can think of something really clever, I could make something to decorate my cubicle with at work. I have a little mini Christmas tree I'll probably take in, but you know, it would be fun to do something. I don't know what though. I mean, I could do a little wall hanging. That would be easy enough.
My friend online said that this year she is going to be like remaking and kind of revamping her holiday decor, because she feels like since she's kind of been collecting it over the years, her style has really changed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just hadn't really thought about that. Like, I don't really think about it too much until we take it out each year and set everything up. But I don't know. That kind of really struck me, because I think that has definitely happened since we started our kind of family collection of decor. So I don't know. I think if I was going to do anything, it would probably be to either make or purchase a new tree skirt and maybe like think through some new ornaments that might just, I don't know, because my style has changed. Like what I have right now is kind of vintagey, and I do love vintage Christmas stuff, but I don't know. It kind of struck me like that is worth revamping too. I mean, there's something lovely about keeping the same things and using them year after year, but also like having things that reflect your current style is also important and lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just because you loved something when you were 22 doesn't mean you really still love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last year I was sewing a lot of holiday decor with like pink in it. I really like pink in the mix, like pink and red and green. I love that as like, and like silver and gold, like as a holiday palette. Mm-hmm. So I've been making more kind of like pink stuff in with the holiday stuff. I love it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Anything else we want to, I know, I just, again, we've done, it's so funny, like, what, like, our fifth holiday.
I know.
It's like, so funny.
It's always so different. Funny. Well, I think we've exhausted the topic, so let's take a quick break and come back with our Sew Inspo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back here to talk about what's giving us our sewing inspiration at the moment. Meg, why don't you start us off? What are you inspired by?
Well, it changed during the episode. Now I'm like on this vest kit. Like I'm like needing to make these three matching vests for the family for sure. Like how cute!
It's so, so cute.
And for a pic, especially for like the end game of like a picture would be. It's just so perfect. Like one with, you know, the vest one way, one with the other. So I had stockings, but I still need to make those. But like I'm now newly inspired by this
best idea
trio of vests.
Yes, this best idea. I'm actually gonna hop in and say that this is also my sewing inspo right now. Like
yes.
I don't know, but I love the idea so much, and I am, if I'm going to sew anything this Christmas season, it is going to be a reversible holiday themed vest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about you, Amanda? What's inspiring you?
I don't know. I mean, I think that nothing specific to add to my list, but I will say, like, I am ready for eggnog, and I think things are a go for some holiday music after this episode. But I wanted to share a quick story that I cannot believe I did not share on the podcast last time because it was so funny. So this is kind of off the topic of So Inspo. I don't think it will be particularly inspiring, but maybe. The other day, so I had two markets 2 weeks apart, and I have been sewing for that. And we were going out to eat on like a Friday night, and we went to one of our favorite little pizza restaurants they have like a yummy salad buffet. They have free popcorn. The kids love it. Like it's just.
Oh, nice.
One of the first restaurants we went to when we moved to Colorado. And so I feel like because of that, it always kind of feels homey and comfy, and I just love it. But we were sitting at dinner. I think I was mostly done eating, and I realized that there was like something weird in my bra. And I was like, what did I like drop something down there? What is going on? Y'all, it was my seam ripper. I had been using it. It had a cap on, but I had been using it a lot, apparently, and didn't have pockets. So apparently that's where my like zoned out brain likes to store things.
That is so funny.
And I feel like I deserve some kind of badge for that because
you do deserve a badge. We need to invent a badge.
I mean,
for
I don't
found
know
if, my seam ripper in my bra.
I don't know if it's like amazing or tragic. I can't decide.
Amazing.
And like something to aspire to or definitely avoid. Just make sure the cap is on.
I was just gonna say, that cap was off.
Mean, I mean, it's like an extra pocket sometimes, right? A little bit,
right?
But I just thought that was hilarious, and I shared that on my stories on Instagram, and people got a good kick out of it on my behalf, and I'm happy to provide some laughter for people. But
that
anyway,
is awesome.
Do that or don't do that. Probably don't do that, but
probably try to avoid doing it on purpose because the whole pointy thing. But if it happens to you on accident, it's hilarious and awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this was intentional. And I was like, because I can never find my seam ripper when I need it in my sewing room, you know? So I put it there and promptly forgot about it.
Yeah. Almost certainly.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that is a fantastic story to end on. I don't think we can do better than that.
It is.
Thank you so much for chatting holiday stuff with me and helping put me in the holiday mood. Thank you to our listeners for listening and for being indulgent with us because we might be a little bit late on this episode. And we love you all. And until next time, let's sew.
Let's sew.
Bye.
Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod, or email us at herewesewagainpod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.